There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your evidence, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. Also, I just want to say happy Father's Day. I hope that's a great day for everybody, all fathers out there, whether you are also a father with, taking care of your child, or if you're a mother that's doing a dual role as playing mother and father. Enjoy your day. I hope everything is great for you today. One thing I got to say here is that I am, as if you're watching the feed, you're going to see that I'm actually running the board today. And, I think we should all be frightened, first of all, but we'll see how it goes. We do have Adam in another room just to make sure I don't mess anything up. But one thing I did notice on here, I hadn't noticed all week, Adam, is that there is a button on here that says self-destruct. And I don't know if that if I press it, that means that the board that self destructs, or if it's actually the whole station that self destructs.
It's actually the host chair, which unfortunately I'm in the other studio sitting in the host chair. So let's not hit that one.
Let's try it then. Let's see what happens.
Let's see if it works.
If there's some hiccups today, I apologize. We're really excited today, and we're just kind of trying things out. I've been actually doing the Matt McNeil show most of the week, doing the board and stuff. So I mean, I'm getting there, Adam. I'm getting there.
And honestly, that's the nice one to kind of train someone on, is Matt McNeil. There are a lot of moving parts on that show. Not as many as like Native Roots.
Yeah, no.
But Matt McNeil, that's a great show to train on, because not only do you have him that you've got to continually check levels on, especially when he gets really excited about something.
I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, but that's the one to really kind of prep for, because your show, I hate to say it, it's as dull as a graveyard.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the point, right?
When it comes to what a board op has to do, not at all subject matter. Subject matter is my favorite show on AM 950. And I'm not just saying that because they pay me to.
Right.
But I actually really like this show.
Oh, good. I'm happy. I'm so glad you approve. Well, thank you, Adam. I appreciate it, and I hope you can run in here fast enough when it all goes pear-shaped.
I'm good.
All right, good. Today, last week, if you listened, we had Char Savoy on, and we were talking about the trip that we took about 2 weeks ago. We went out to Louisville, we went to Illinois, we went all around that area, and we talked about being with Denise and Ernie Pack from Pac-Man Paranormal. We said we were at their house, the 1841 Ditto House. We talked about that a little bit, and we talked about Fort Duffield. And we mentioned during that there was going to be that they're going to be doing some work and opening up the place for possible paranormal tours, events, all sorts of things. So I wanted to bring in both Denise and Ernie to talk about that. I also talk about the history of this place, because we kind of ran over that very quickly, and I wanted to make sure that there was some sort of discussion about it, because this place is cool. So first of all, I want to bring in Denise and Ernie Pack. How are you both doing today?
Awesome. We're here.
I'm great. We're here.
How are you? I thought you're going to do something cruel, because you both opened your mouths, no sound came out. And I'm like, are you really doing this? We're going to play this game. We can play this game if you like. That's fine. We can do it. But
you already gave us a heads up that you were ready with the dump button. So
the dump button, we actually rewired it so it's right here with me. So if anyone has any questions today, we're not taking calls today. I should be able to see all of the comments that come in through our Facebook feed. So please, if you have questions for Denise and Ernie Pack, please put them in the comments. We should be able to see them. We can ask them. But I am really excited. Like I said, it was Char, her wife Kim, and myself. We came down to Louisville, to West Point, Kentucky, your new house, which is absolutely beautiful. And we were, I mean, there's so much going on here, but we went to Fort Duffield on, I believe it was a Friday night, and we were blown away. Can we just start with talking about what Fort Duffield is, please?
Well, Fort Duffield was a Civil War fort. It's built high on top of a hill that overlooks the confluence of the Ohio and the Salt Rivers. It was Sherman had it built because the Union supply lines to the south ran through West Point. I mean, it was a vital transportation route at that time. So he said he needed a fort there to protect that town and to protect those supply lines. Mm-hmm. And so this fort was built. It's an earthen fort. There aren't a whole lot of those still around.
Yeah.
It doesn't have like wooden walls or brick walls or stone walls or anything. It has just huge dirt walls originally they were 17 feet tall. Erosion has taken them down. They might be 14 or 15 feet tall now, something like that. But it's the largest and best preserved earthen fort. It's certainly in Kentucky and maybe in the country from the Civil War. There's also a cemetery up there. The fort itself was never actually attacked. It was basically deemed impenetrable.
Say that 10 times real fast.
I retire.
It was a disaster the one time you said it, but that's
okay. Exactly. Yeah. We've had enough of that. But it never was actually challenged. But there were several deaths up there. Over 40. We're still trying to get an exact number of how many deaths occurred up there. And they were from various reasons, like accidents, drownings, mostly illness. Mm-hmm. Like we showed you when you were up there, the drinking water came from a spring, which was right below where the latrines were.
Yep.
So once disease got in the fort, it stayed there and spread. So, but it's a really cool place. We've just gotten it open to paranormal investigations for private investigations. I mean, it's a public park. You know, you could go up there anytime you want during the day, but at dark
it closes.
The park is closed. And unless you book a investigation, you can't be there.
Right. So is it now open for nighttime investigations, or are we not at that? We are now.
We are open for booking now.
We have just got our internet back up and running, our computer, I should say. This past Wednesday, we had to have Geek Squad come out.
Say that twice. You just had a stroke in the middle of saying that.
So we haven't got in to try to figure all of the – we tried to do the Eventbrite stuff, but it's our understanding we have to do each day individually.
Okay.
Which is – going to be a process. So right now, until we get the official everything up and running, people can send us a message and we can work it out with them. We've got a PayPal account for the Fort Duffield stuff, so we can actually start taking payments and deposits and all that stuff.
So as far as the earthen fort, which is really very interesting to me, what do you know? And if you don't, that's, I understand. I don't expect you to know how every fort in America was made up during the Civil War. It would be nice, but I don't think you do. But do you know how frequent like the earthen fort was in terms of during the Civil War?
I don't know how common they were. I know that most Civil War forts, as you've probably seen, were either stone walls or wooden walls.
Yeah.
With some dirt reinforcements in some places.
Yeah.
But most of them were not a completely earthen fort. There's very few of those out there.
What I found very interesting about it when we were out there was, as you mentioned, that the walls for these forts would be like 17 feet high. But by the time we got to it, what would you say, Denise and Ernie, by the time we're walking along it, it would have been like, what, 10, 12 feet, do you think, or?
Probably.
Yeah, it depends on which side of the wall you're on. It, like the inside of the fort, it's only about 10 feet up, maybe. But going down, like facing where attacks would have come from, is still probably about 14, maybe 15 feet on that side. It's a little bit further, a little bit deeper on the other side.
Also, the top where we were walking was a lot more narrow. Back in the day, it was like, I think the sign says 9 feet wide so that they could pass each other patrolling both sides. There's no way you could get two people. I mean, you could, but you'd be really close.
It was not scary, but I mean, there were areas that you did have to watch what you're doing because we were walking around at night. And of course, why would we have like flashlights or anything silly like that?
Yeah, that's lame.
That was ghost hunters, Greg. Right. We don't use flashlights.
Exactly. Luckily, I see in night vision. So I was totally set, but not everyone would be. I understand that. But you know, there were parts that were kind of narrow, and yeah, the drop wasn't 17 feet, but you don't want to endure that. Let's put it that way.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's still a little precarious up there. That's why, you know, our investigations, they actually start before dark. The park is open until dark. So
anybody that books is going to has a chance of having other people there for the first couple of hours until
dark.
And the reason we did that was because we wanted people to have a chance to come up in the daylight and be able to look around and scope it out some. And then that way they're ready, because it's kind of a vast area and kind of hard to take it all in the dark.
Yeah.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we do this as we're just talking about everything? Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we can start talking about all the paranormal stuff that we've experienced and what you've experienced, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun. So when we come back, we'll be talking more with Denise and Ernie Pack of Pac-Man Paranormal. We are talking about Fort Duffield. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
If you own a holistic or metaphysical business and are looking to expand, then you need to be listed on metamorphosisconnections.com. It's a network where you can grow with like-minded practitioners and reach new clients. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory you need to list yourself and your business. Our platform makes it easy for you to create listings of your products and services, and you can also choose to list your classes, events, and so much more. MetamorphosisConnections.com helps you create weekly and monthly promotional ads targeted towards your potential clients and promotes them for you via social media and newsletter. There are clients searching for your specialty right now. Let us help them find you. Start your listing today so you can share your own unique gifts and talents by finding the level of membership that best fits your needs. Let us help you reach your clients that are searching for what you do. Visit MetamorphosisConnections.com and sign up today.
And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you very much for joining me today on this Father's Day. I hope everyone's having a great Father's Day. And, enjoying the weather. It's a little rainy out in the Twin Cities today, but it's something that we definitely need. So we are talking today with Denise and Ernie Pack from Pac-Man Paranormal. We've been talking about Fort Duffield, which is this amazing, amazing Civil War fort, this earthen fort in West Point, Kentucky. But real fast, before we get into any of the paranormal stuff, like about that location, the whole area of West Point has really close ties to the Civil War, doesn't it?
Yeah. The town was taken over by the Union in, you know, Kentucky was a neutral state, and basically everything from like the Salt River south was considered the southern half of the state, and from the Salt River north was considered the northern half of the state. Well, when Sherman decided he was going to start going south, West Point was one of his first stops, and he took over the town. It was a southern sympathizing town, and so they weren't really wanted here, but the fort itself was only active for about 6 months, but over the course of the Civil War there were several skirmishes fought in this area. No real battles, so to speak, but several skirmishes and some raids, things of that nature.
We do have two Civil War hospitals, though ours being one of them, just from soldiers being brought in by boat to be taken care of.
Or by wagon, whatever.
Or from the fort, you know, once it got sick, were brought here.
Got it. Got it. And I mean, your place is pretty active. I mean, that's fair to say.
It's very active. Yeah. Every day there's something, it seems like.
I think you all got a little taste of that when you were here with Char having me and Ernie both separately tell her good morning.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no kidding, right? The doppelgangers, the fairy, what we believe is a fairy.
Yeah, that was crazy. I can't explain that any other way.
No, and have you seen anything like that since we left? I mean, I know you get a lot of activity. But have you seen anything like what we had seen, like the return of this strange fairy or something?
No, not at all.
Just so bizarre, isn't it? It's just really, really crazy.
Yeah, right.
So let's go back to Fort Duffield. When we went that night, when it was Char, Kim, you two, and myself. How many times had you two been up in that area to do any kind of investigating?
Really, that was the first time we'd gone up there after dark and driven up the hill. And
we'd been up there a few times during like dusk or, you know, not
evening hours,
but we hadn't had the keys for very long. So, you know, the couple of times we'd been up there, we'd actually walked up that hill. You saw that hill, Greg. Mm-hmm. We didn't go up there a lot until we got the key.
Right.
Yeah. You don't walk up that hill. I mean, at first when we're like, oh, well, you know, we got there and it was all closed up. I'm like, well, I could do with a walk. I can do that. And it's like, no, you can't. You can't do that walk. It's pretty ridiculous. And so the way that I look at it is that Fort Duffield was broken into kind of two halves, right? You have the actual earthen fort. And then in my mind, with that driveway, that road going up, it's almost like a U where you have Fort Duffield. But on the other side, you have this cemetery. It's more of a memorial, though, isn't it? You said that there weren't any bodies there, any bodies buried there.
Right. If you remember, there was that iron fence around a small area.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's the University of Kentucky came up here with ground penetrating radar and did some archaeological work down there. And they discovered what they believe was a mass grave down there. And that's where the bodies were actually buried in one mass grave. Over the course of time, a lot of the families of those men had the bodies disinterred and moved somewhere else. And so we're not sure how many bodies are actually there. But they have put up a marker for everyone that they know died and was at one time buried in that mass grave. Yeah.
It's a very powerful place. And when you took us up there, my thought, I can't speak for Char or Kim or you two for that matter, but my thought was we're going to get spirit interaction. And we didn't really get spirit interaction in the way that I think probably any of us were expecting, did we?
No. You know, spirit activity, you can feel the energy, right?
Yeah.
There's a certain energy that you feel if you're in an active location, if something's about to happen or if something is happening paranormal-wise, that emits an energy that you can feel. We got up there, you could feel that energy, but it was different. And what we all saw was not a spirit, at least not the main thing that stands out the most. I mean, we did see some shadows moving in the cemetery later.
Yeah.
Right.
But initially what we saw, well, you go ahead and name it, Greg. What do you think we saw?
A Sasquatch.
Absolutely.
That's what we saw.
It was a full moon. Clear skies, and there was one bright area right there in that open spot near where that mass grave was.
Yep.
And this figure came out of the woods from the right and just stood there in the moonlight, You could see the moonlight shining off its hair.
Yeah.
The hair glistening.
Yeah, the hair was basically glistening in the moonlight, and it just stood there and looked at us for a minute, and then walked back into the woods.
And Matt asked if it did it stink. Well, it had an odor. I wouldn't necessarily say it was a stink. It was musky, maybe.
There was the smell of urine, but I think we debunked that as Ernie. And
well, I think that was after we saw the squash.
So. It wasn't urine.
That's funny. Yeah. So no, but it was very interesting. It was very and I think what's really interesting about it in my mind, and you two tell me, I think we willed it to existence. You know, in the sense that we were all looking in that area. I think we were very focused as a group, as we want to see something. We knew it because we were hearing the branches breaking and whatnot. And I really feel like what ended up happening was that we were just like, come out, please. We want to see you. And it's just like, here I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, for us though, you know, we do the Bigfoot hunting almost as much, if not more, I think these days, than the paranormal investigating as far as ghosts and mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. So, it really surprised us because that's not what we were expecting to see up there, but didn't surprise us at the same time because I was like, oh, so that's here too.
And for people who are wondering, how is that possible? If you just go off of like what we understand of like, in most people understand like how a Sasquatch might come around. I think we do this. Why don't we take a break? Let's talk about some of the stuff that's nearby Fort Duffield, because I think that makes a very big difference with everything. We have Denise and Ernie Pack on. We're talking about Fort Duffield. We're talking about paranormal. We're talking about Sasquatch. We're talking about everything. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. On my new radio show, Adam.
Yeah, the new one. How long have you had this show now?
Only 3 years.
It's still new in the realm of radio and podcast.
It is. We're waiting to, you know, as Johnny Carson had Jackie Gleason on once, and Johnny says to Jackie Gleason, he's like, well, it's, you know, I've been on the air now for like 25 years, and this is the first time you've finally been on my show. And Jackie Gleason responds, well, I was waiting to see whether or not it would be a success. So maybe that's when we're going to get Grant Wilson on. Maybe he's waiting to see if
you got 22. You got 22 more years until you get Grant Wilson.
I can't wait. Yep.
And if you wait that long, he'll do a piano solo for you as well. Record a whole new intro.
That's right.
Have you actually heard his piano?
No, I haven't. I've been wanting to. I've heard it's actually really good.
He is fantastic. I was shocked.
Yeah. No, I'm very much a fan. Just before we get back to Denise and Ernie, I just wanted to quickly mention that for those of you who are thinking about doing the Dave Schrader event that we are putting on August, folks, August 18th through 20th, just know that rooms at the Anderson are really running out. So if you are thinking about doing this and you want to stay at the Anderson House during the Dave Schrader event, get your tickets now and book the room. Otherwise, you could still go, but we're going to give you a list of overflow hotels that you're going to need to book in as well. Still be a lot of fun, but there's something about being there that is really cool. So if you're thinking about doing it, book now. You can find it over on Charvinity.com. That's where the link is. And over at Charvinity.com, over in left-hand side, if you are looking on a browser, there's going to be an event tab, or on mobile, you could just get the drop-down menu. It'll be event. It's right up there. You can go ahead, book your ticket. It's going to be a lot of fun. I really can't wait. Now, we have back in with us, we have Denise and Ernie Pack of Pac-Man Paranormal. We've been talking all sorts of great things. We've been talking about Fort Duffield. And the thing, okay, a couple things here I want to bring up before we start talking more is, first of all, Annette, we're talking, she asked if it stunk, and we talked about that. And then she writes, you would have smelled me messing my pants. So I just want to thank Annette for that chilling visual. Joshua says that they need to visit. Yes, you do. And I also saw that Eric said that he's waiting to hear about someone who booked a private overnight. And I think I'm not going to say correct me if I'm wrong. I know this is right. folks, if you, you know, when you go there, spread the word. That's what we're looking for today, right, Denise Henry? Spread the word about this. Spread the word about the Facebook page.
Yeah. It's a new location. You know, we don't have a pile of YouTubers or TV shows or anything like that that's been there in the past to, you know, pull from to say, look at all this evidence or anything like that. What we've got is a few personal experiences from folks around town. So we're trying to get folks to come in there and help us lay the groundwork for what we can sell to the public in the future as far as evidence and encounters.
And Annette asked if we were trustees at the fort. No.
No, we're not trustees. No. We signed a contract with the city. The city of West Point actually owns the property. It was a part of Fort Knox, the Fort Knox Military Reservation. Yes, the same Fort Knox where the gold vault is at.
Mm-hmm.
It was a part of that military reservation, and then they turned it over to the city of West Point, and we signed a contract with the city to run the tours and investigations up there.
Now, I also see Annette asking about running a metal detector to that place. That has to be not on, right? That has to be one of the things you can't do because, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, if you find something of historical significance, that shouldn't just be taken out by anybody.
It belongs there.
Exactly.
You know, it's a city park, It belongs there. It's not private property. It's not anything that you could take anything from that you find.
I mean, it's a great question, Annette, and I'm glad that that you asked that because I think, you know, if you guys are putting together what you can and cannot do at this location, that would be, I think, a great one to put in there.
Yes, absolutely.
We've actually got a list that we got from Robin Terry, who owns Ashmore. He sent us his waiver, so we're going to look over his waiver and get it ready because we got
customize it to fit our.
We've got our first overnight booked officially for next Saturday night at the fort.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. And I mean, that's going to be fun to see what they come up with. There is so much, you know, and one of the things that got me excited about talking about this when we visited the fort, you two had brought up, yeah, you can go there at night and do a paranormal investigation or whatever you want to do, but you can also go there and camp. You can do, like, you can just enjoy it as a historic location. There's so much that you can do at this place that is, like, because it belongs to the people, so to speak. You can do what you want, right? I mean, and within reason.
Right. The only, you know, there's rules about fires. You know, fires have to be in the established fire pits that are already there.
Yeah.
And, you know, being respectful to the property, leaving it in as good a shape or better than what you found
it. Being respectful to the spirits.
And being respectful to the deceased. Those are the main things that we require. I mean, we're not going to lay out a big list of rules for you on what you can't do.
Of course, no drugs and alcohol. Don't show up intoxicated. You know, the typical things that these places don't allow. But, and, you know, that causes, that can cause injury too. So we have to be careful.
When you fall down a 12-foot earthen wall. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or in my case, I mean, I know Ernie's like, oh, I tripped when he tried to push me down the wall.
I tripped over something. There was something there.
Yeah, there was something there. You know, I'm gonna jump around here real fast because I just remembered on Saturday night we went to a undisclosed location for more squatching, but we went to the Red Yeti restaurant before that. And
that was the highlight, wasn't it?
Well, it was a ribeye steak, so that was pretty amazing. The funny thing was, I posted that picture just as we all did of our steak, and there was somebody who he's something else. He's from the UK, and his response to that picture was, "What are we looking at?" We're looking at the Mona Lisa. I mean, what are you thinking? It's just like, you don't need an answer. If you don't know what that is, then you know, whatever. Now, granted, steaks in the UK do not look like steaks over here. You know, no one ever puts down a steak the size of your head in the UK. They're more petite cuts than that. But, you know, we between like the six of us there, we had a cow on the table.
Yes, we did. We put We put a hurting on the numbers in the herd.
it's from the pack stash of cows.
Yeah.
You know, we want number 473, please, and that's what we got. So, you know, something else too that when we did the investigation on the fort side, because we talked about we had the memorial side and then we had the fort side. At least that's what I call it. I don't know if you two call it. I mean, you'd be wrong no matter what you call it, because I know how I say it is right.
Yeah, what you say is right. So we'll go with that.
So we were after we did the night of investigating, we were stopping up at that deck. We heard an unmistakable growl. And I'm going to call it a growl. We know it's not necessarily. But what was going on there?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I mean, we were just kind of walking around. We were talking about the readout and the purpose of the readouts around the fort. And everybody was just kind of looking and taking everything in, and we heard.
What was that again, Ernie? I didn't quite catch that. How did that go again?
I'm sure you can loop it through. Get Adam to help.
Somebody was throwing up, is what you were saying.
Yeah. Someone vomited over in the woods.
Actually, that's what it kind of sounded like, though. What Ernie did is not too far off.
Yeah. It was very guttural. It was a very big sound.
Let me interject here, though. Everybody, Greg, I think you didn't even really know what to expect with the Sasquatch.
No,
everybody that knows that, you know, we're talking about a growl probably thinks that was the reason for us to be afraid and that was probably something threatening. But in actuality, it wasn't intimidating at all.
Not at all. Not one bit.
No, it was. It raised our interest, of course, and curiosity.
And I mean, just going out into the woods with them the next night, they're just a gentle people. Like, we've never felt threatened in the presence of a Squatch.
No, and even when, and I talked about this last week with Char, when I was touched at the other location, and then Ernie, you had that energy, like, pull, if they will. I don't know. You can describe it better because it happened to you. You'd never felt in danger there either, though, right?
No, even at that time, you know, it brought me to my knees, as you saw. I mean, I dropped to my knees.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a jolt of electricity. It was like I got struck by lightning or something.
It, you know, Ernie and I joke around a lot. We love having these jokes and stuff, but when that happened, that was scary. That was scary for a second because, you know, because I wasn't going to win the pool on When You're Going to Die. And that was something that we, you know, I have a lot of money riding on that. I'm kind of poor at the moment. So we're, no, in all seriousness, though, it was like, what was going on? And I thought, well, of course, Ernie has to try to top me. I got touched by, we believe, a Sasquatch. But no, his energy needs to be pulled out as well. I mean, come on.
Well, actually, it was like
hand
it was
on the back. Did you
the hand on my back.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah.
Where it was like they just recharged me or what. I don't know. That was just crazy.
And she says she's read that the black haired ones are mean. We have been out in the woods multiple times with every color of hair, every color of eye. No, we have never encountered any that have been mean.
No.
Ever.
That seems just, I mean, that seems just weird. I mean, no offense in that. That just seems like a weird kind of thing to kind of actually have really be the case, because it's just, I mean, just like it'd be like all black cats are bad luck, and they're obviously not. I mean, I'm once again, Annette, I know it sounds like I'm having a go at you. I'm glad you asked the question because it is actually a very good question. But that sound that was made at when we were sitting at Fort Duffield, when we're trying to figure out what kind of candy we're smelling, that was very a very paranormal thing in itself. It was kind of like what you did. But I remember two parts to it. Like it started, it kind of stopped and started again. Like it was, I don't know if it was saying something to us or to someone like another of its kind. It's really interesting.
Communicating with another one,
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is. So that's really interesting.
Right. Yeah. And we weren't, like I say, when we went up there that night, we were looking for some paranormal evidence, you know, of spirits, Civil War soldiers. That's what we expected up there.
Yeah.
And it just, the night just flipped without us expecting it to, intending for it to, or anything. And all of a sudden we're like, wow, we have a Bigfoot encounter going on up here. We heard that noise though, the first words out of your mouth were, are there bears around here?
And, I mean, that's a fair question, quite frankly.
Yeah, it was a fair question. And, you know, randomly you'll have a black bear that'll wander through this part of Kentucky every now and then, but it's not long till some redneck has it on his, you know, living room floor. So
yeah, no, exactly.
It won't last long around
yeah.
here.
No. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take our final break? When we come back, we're going to finish up our conversation with Denise and Ernie Pack of Pac-Man Paranormal as we are talking about Fort Duffield and all the great stuff that's going around there. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
Reach your highest level of consciousness and well-being with MetamorphosisConnections.com. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory of the best holistic and metaphysical practitioners to help you make your most informed choices. You can search MetamorphosisConnections.com for classes, events, wellness and life coaches, plus metaphysical products and shops. You can also search for a wide array of healers from all modalities, including EFT, sound healing, energy healing, light therapy, ancestral healing, shamanic healing, reflexology, past life regressions, hypnotherapy, yoga, and more. And if you're not sure where to start, the search feature on MetamorphosisConnections.com is tailored to help both those who know what they are looking for and those who are just starting. Come explore the possibilities for your higher self by visiting MetamorphosisConnections.com. Their experienced practitioners can guide both beginners and those that are already on their spiritual journey. That's MetamorphosisConnection.com, your link to direct you on your spiritual transformation.
And next week on Ghost Box Radio, you know, I don't really have any plans for next week. I think what we'll probably end up doing is maybe another open mic. If anyone has any suggestions of what we could talk about next week, please let me know. I'd be very curious. I love feedback. And, you know, there's a lot of topics to talk about. If there's somebody that you would like me to have on, let me know. We could try to do so. But, you know, we'll just kind of keep it open right now. We've been having a fun conversation with Denise and Ernie Pack. I hope you two feel that that's the way it's been going. I don't know. You all might just be like, whatever.
It's been funny.
Is it over yet? You know, no.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's funny. There's a lot of great feedback that we're getting on here. As Char had said, being open-minded and open to whatever might happen is the best way to have amazing experiences. I think that's a really important part, because I don't think any of the five of us who went on that Friday night to Duffield had any real, I mean, we thought we might know what we're going to run into, but we didn't. We were open for anything, which I know you two always are.
Right. Yeah, that's something that, especially with the Bigfoot activity, mm-hmm. that I think a lot of people don't get. You know, because so many people are like, I ain't no such thing as that. I'll believe it when they find a body, whatever. Well, if you go in the woods with that mindset, you're probably not going to have an encounter. But if you go in there open-minded to, like, anything could happen and I'm ready for it, you're more likely to have something happen. Well, just like Char said.
Not just Jar said.
Oh, my goodness.
Bigfoot, though. I bet you probably didn't expect to see a fairy come flying down in front of your face sitting on our couch either, did you, Greg?
No. Well, I don't think Char expected to be concussed by driving in your car either. But, you know, there's all sorts of fun things going on. So
we had a great time.
I mean, those who made it alive. I mean, those who weren't, like, left behind because they passed away due to the driving. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're
going to get you a helmet, Char, for the next trip.
Yeah. And then Annette is saying that when there's going to be more home videos, please. What are you two doing? That should we be concerned? Is this FCC appropriate?
No, you saw the video of the door closing here at the house.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And that has gotten a lot of views and a lot of conversations started about it. It is completely legit, but we do not investigate the house on a regular basis.
I mean, every once in a while, like the other night, I sent you the EVP that I found. Something weird was happening. I started an EVP, but we're not getting up every day and thinking, let's investigate today.
Right.
Because we live here.
We're not worried about putting out content. Maybe we should be. Maybe we could maybe make some money because we have some activity. But we're not worried about that part.
I mean, the house itself is, I mean, I know that Char had seen a number of things, and that it's always interesting, like when, like, Denise, you and Char would independently say what you're feeling in the house, also at, like, the locations, and that immediately validates each other, which is always kind of fun to see. But it's also just a beautiful house. It's so great. How lucky for us to have been able to stay there, but I mean, for you all to live there too. I mean, as long as all the furniture doesn't break, you know, it sounds like you'll be fine.
Yeah. George Washington's chair got broken. Char broke it.
and Abe Lincoln's rocking roller or whatever that
Abe
was.
Abe Lincoln's rocker. Denise broke that.
Yeah.
Broke that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're running out of presidents, actually.
That's great. So one of the things I want to kind of make sure that people are aware of, because we've been talking a lot about the house and also Fort Duffield. Once again, where can everyone go to not only see, like, the Facebook page, but like it, share it, do all the usual stuff with it? It's just Fort Duffield, right?
Yes, it's Hauntings of Fort Duffield.
Got it.
And we just started it a couple of weeks ago. I think we're up getting close to 400 members now. Trying to get it out there. Like I say, it's a new location. We're trying to spread the word any way we can.
And anybody that wants to book it right now, there's not an official site to book. Go to Ernie Pack in your, find his Facebook, go direct message him, and we'll get you fixed up until we get an actual link up and running.
Yeah. Char needs to build us a website, basically.
Yeah, she does. She's been working on Charvinity. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then also for the house, they can go to, what is it, 1841 Ditto House?
The real, oh, 1841,
Are there fake accounts for it?
There's an account that was on there from years ago, and I don't even know who owned it, the account, because the people that lived in the house didn't have an account. So I don't know who. You can't even find anybody to message now to say, hey, can you take this down?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I started one called The Real Ditto House.
That's interesting. But I mean, it makes sense. And I guess what I was thinking of when you were talking about that, Denise, is, we talked about a few things that happened to us. We certainly didn't talk about everything that happened to us. I think, one of the reasons why people need to go, if you're like, I live, way out in Denver, I'm never going to come out that direction, whatever, you still got to go like it, because you never know when you might change your plan. But also the fact that you're posting all this stuff on both pages that people give a real eye. I mean, Annette is a great example of, she's watching and, can see all the stuff you're talking about. I mean, it's one thing for us to talk about a door shutting by itself. One other thing to see it.
Right. Yeah. And it basically shut on command.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
I mean, just clear as a bell.
And Denise, that means that it wasn't Ernie that did it, because you have to ask him like 5 times to do something.
I know, so, he did it the first time. There's no way that was Ernie.
No, it's not Ernie, that's just calling it as I see it, Ernie. Sorry.
Thanks. Thanks, Greg.
He lived with you for like 3 days. He got a good taste of what I deal with regularly.
And a good view as well.
Yeah,
quite frankly,
that was the highlight of your trip.
So well, I mean, it's there's therapy in my future for sure. I'm not even going to go any further than that. No, but I just want to say also, thank you both very much for having us over there, and letting us into your home and giving you really showing us such an amazing time. I know we said it, but I mean, it was really, we knew it was going to be fun. I don't think any of us ever expected it to be the way that it was. And that was pretty incredible.
Well, mm-hmm.
We appreciate y'all coming and staying with us. We hope you come again sometime.
And live. Yeah, I'll be living with you all at some point.
we'll put you in the murder room.
You still have to,
go see Cootie.
Make friends with Cootie down the road there.
Absolutely. That's the plan. That's what we're going to do. Denise and Ernie Pack, thank you very much for being with us today. And we'll have you on again, and we'll just keep chatting. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me, man. Anytime. Just give us a holler.
Thank you very much. And thank you all for listening and taking part today program. We'll have something more next week. Thank you for listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Take care, everybody.